Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action and crush your goals. The Do Zone is sponsored by Fast Track Funnels, the new way to bring in consistent daily sales for your business in 2025 without cold outreach or burning cash on ads. We use this method with a brand new business to generate more than $100,000 cash collected in less than 30 days. You can download the free step-by-step blueprint that shows exactly how we did it at getconversions.net. Once again, that's getconversions.net. Today's guest is Gabriel Kam. He is the CEO and co-founder of the KNR Agency. Gabriel, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
Yeah, when I think about like getting things done, I'm always thinking about cutting like a task in the smallest chunk possible and starting with just like the first chunk that you can get.
And it's kind of like this task chunking, so it doesn't look so overwhelming.
Yeah, and then it just, you know, it just gets you like moving. Because sometimes when you have a task and you know sometimes it's a big task, it's a complex task, you think about a task as this, you know, like you need to think about it, you need to, like to find some reasoning. But if you can just find like the smallest step you can take and just focus on that and kind of like trick your brain to forgetting what's happening after, it just gets you like in the mood of getting, you know what I mean? It's just like it gets you like into the inertia that you may be missing. To really like, you know, get stuff done.
Yeah, and sometimes, and it's interesting you said trick your brain, because we have to trick our brain in all the time, because our brain is hardwired for survival and avoiding mortal threats, you know? Yeah. And like, there's not too many of those these days, but...
But our brain thinks that, it's so true, yeah.
That's the worrying is the most pointless waste of energy ever, but we still do it because that's how we're programmed.
You know, we programmed. And it's crazy though that we haven't, it's not like, I don't think I'm looking for the term evolve, but it's so weird that we still have this primal instinct and behavior in, even with all this technology, advancement, civilization, we are still like, our brain is still braining the same way, kind of like a thing, you know? So it's crazy to see that.
And so I'm curious, just kind of transitioning a little bit more into what you do, and what is, as far as the e-commerce industry, this is an area that you focus, and it's the wildest thing that, you know, I've been a marketing guy and a sales guy for more than a decade. And if you asked me to help grow an e-commerce brand specifically, I would struggle because it is so different than the world that I play in, which is selling, you know, services and agency stuff and all these other things. But selling products online is like this entire beast of an industry that is kind of hard to crack into. So what can you tell us?
I mean, it's a big thing. And I think e-commerce, you know, it's really difficult for some people because, as you said, there's a lot of things that you need to think of. There's a lot of area that you need to master to be able to do it right. And like I work with clients who come from the retail world, so they have like a retail view on the strategy, and they kind of have to relearn their way of doing business to be able to do e-commerce. So that's where we came in, to be able to be like, hey, like this is how it's done, you know. But like for somebody starting, you know, like e-commerce, even just like getting your website up, sometimes it's a struggle. And then when you have it up, you think that you achieve something, but then it's like, okay, I have this website. How do I build traffic now? Like, who do I have to pay to get people to actually see my product and my offer? So it's kind of like a never-ending like thing. And but you know, that's a funny endeavor. So I like to do that. I'm a tech guy, you know, by background. So I love everything that is related to digital and geeky stuff. So e-commerce is just the thing that I love.
And so I'm curious, one note that you made here on your profile before we started is before moving into the fashion world, you used to be a full-time developer. And so those are two like violently different ends of the spectrum. So
Extreme.
I want to hear the story.
My God. I mean, it kind of happened by chance. I was like, again, as I said, since I was like 9, I was just a kid playing with computers and stuff, like really shy, very timid. So you would never imagine that I would end up working in fashion. And I think it actually happened by chance. My first internship, I kind of like applied for this company called The Couples. And to be fair, I didn't even know who they were. I just thought that the job offer looks good. It was like about programming, PHP in Paris. I'm like, yeah. And then I arrive and it's like in Place Vendôme in like luxurious apartment. It's like this high-end fashion brand. And I'm like, uh-oh. But I got the job because I was good at programming and they were looking for like a programmer. So that was kind of like how I started my career in fashion. And I basically fell in love with it and then started to work with them, consult for them. They refer my name to other brands that seemed to like what I was doing. So I keep working for other brands and now I have my agency, like 10 years later.
Yeah, well, that's great. I always wonder, when people make big shifts like that, from one end to the other. I actually, believe it or not, I used to be a music teacher.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
What did you like? What kind of instrument?
I was a percussionist.
Okay, wow, okay. Damn.
Yeah,
So
yeah,
yeah, so what did you, yeah, it's kind of
yeah.
like, was it like also by chance, or was it also something that you choose
Yeah,
on
well,
your
no, I it's interesting. Wait, are you interviewing me now? Is that how it works?
I mean, no, I'm just curious,
Yeah,
man. It's like,
no, it's
how
good.
do you switch? Yeah.
No, I'd say I love this because it's a good opportunity to really open up. Like the thing that you've always done is not necessarily the thing that you need to be doing,
Yeah.
and the thing you start doing is probably not going to be the thing you end up doing. And I think that if we can plant that seed in people's brains, then what that does is it gives us permission to go ahead and start.
Yeah.
A lot of times, Gabriel, and I'd love to hear your opinion about
Yeah.
this. A lot of times, we're just trying to wait for the perfect scenario for everything to be just lined up right.
Yeah,
This is my
yeah.
dream job, my dream career. I'm going to just keep getting ready, keep getting ready. And then before we know it, we're old men full of regret.
Yeah.
And so the better thing is, well, I'm going to go be a developer because that's the thing that's in front of me now, and I'll let it lead me where it goes. And I'm just curious about your thought process for that.
No, yeah, I think I'm a big believer also of not like I think it's normal to want to wait for things to be perfect and try to create like these perfect things and try to keep working on it. But I feel like sometimes it's good to follow your heart or follow, I don't know, follow your guts, like to really go to where your heart is like leading you. And sometimes it could be like a high risk, like for example, like as you say, maybe you have a job, but then you feel like your heart is leading you somewhere, but you don't know where to start. So you basically do the same job for like your whole life and you basically abandon your dream. But if you can just find like the smallest chunk of steps that you can take towards your goal, and it will not be perfect. It will not be like the perfect solution, the perfect life. But if you do step by step, at some point, I think you're going to get to it.
Yeah,
It's
definitely.
always like the hardest part. Like it's like trying to do this first step. And I do believe that people don't take this first step because they're trying to see what's down the line. And it's really hard to do that, right? Like you cannot see what's gonna happen next. But people are afraid, I think, to take this first step because they don't know what's gonna happen next. And they don't see the path from A, B to Z, their goal that they want to take, right? But I feel like if you stop thinking about the end goal and if you just try to again trick your brain into just thinking like the next step to take, then it feels more natural. And then you need to kind of like trust yourself that the point B will lead to the point C and to the point D and so forth.
Makes a lot of sense. And so tell us a little bit about what you are doing now and who do you help?
Well, when we started the company in 2016, we got a chance to work with really nice and premium brands. You know, like we live in Paris, like the fashion capital of the world, so that was pretty good. So we get in contact with a lot of brands, and then a lot of big brands like LVMH, L'Oréal. And we've been working for them for like over like 4 to 6 years. But right now we're trying to help the smaller brands, because I do believe that in this day and age, you know, with AI being more accessible to people, with the barrier of entry to do e-commerce is lower than ever. I think there's a lot of people who want to start their brand or their e-commerce business, but they lack the strategy, the theory, the tools, the know, the how to, right? So right now we're trying to, and it's not ready yet. It's not perfect yet, right? But we're getting there. It's about trying to help people who are in the early stage of their e-commerce journey, I guess, and try to give them all of the knowledge that we've been able to accumulate for this past, you know, 8 years working with the biggest brand in the world, and try to give them this strategy and this how-to and these processes, so they can basically, like, you know, skip the hard work and being able to build the brand or the e-commerce business that they want.
Okay. And where can we go to learn more about this and connect with you?
Yeah, well, I'm on LinkedIn, so just type my name, you know, Gabriel Cam, and we have a website, knr.paris, when we release a lot of videos, a lot of blog articles, a lot of resources that people can find and hopefully find useful.
Excellent. Well, hey, we're going to wrap up from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Gabriel Kahn, for coming on and sharing a little bit of wisdom about how he gets stuff done. For those of you who want to learn more and connect with him directly, you can go to knr.paris. And if you're out there in the field, you are in the gym lifting heavy weights, or you're just doing something random, just take a selfie, tag me on social media at JT Literally. Show me what you do while you're in the do zone. And one more time, if you are looking for a way to get a full calendar of prospects who want what you have, you can download the Fast Track Funnels blueprint for free at getconversions.net. That's it. Get to work.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Do Zone podcast. If you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more about what we do, you could go to factorone.io. Once again, that's factorone.io. We'll see you next time.